if I'm one of the boys, one? What do I do with my massive milkers?
It's starting to sound like you're threatening me with a hate crime.
Yeah.
That's what it's starting to sound like. What's coming out of your mouth?
Liberal bullshit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk Podcast,
where we take your YouTube comments and turn them into funny little improv bits. If you want your suggestions acted out by us, then you know where to go. The YouTube comments on Cracker Milk. Jump onto the latest episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast, and we read all of the comments. So,
what if I don't have an idea?
Well, my
friend...
Cut that. Write a comment and leave it anyway, mate, because every bit of support helps. If you want to listen to this podcast rather than watch it on YouTube, you can. It's available on all major streaming platforms. So get on there and rate us a 5-star review on Spotify. It helps a lot. And being on those platforms really makes us a legitimate podcast, which is super, super cool. If you want the 1-hour version of this bad boy, you can check it out on our Patreon. That's right. You can see the uncut, uncensored, unfiltered version of this podcast that goes for normally double the length, where we are much, much more inappropriate. But first, we are joined by, by a demon, really. A demon woman, I believe. And... as per usual, when we're reached out by guests who want to come and speak about an issue they care about, and so we have a woman possessed by a demon, I'm assuming, here to talk about some social activism. I'm not really sure, but take it away.
Yeah, hi. I have a very I've got a very big passion for turtles, and I am here on behalf of the sea creatures of the earth. Just to really talk to you all about plastic bags.
I've brought on a friend of mine, my friend John Priest here. John Priest, just here.
Hi, John Priest. I was next to you the whole time, and I am terrified of you.
Your last name is Priest?
Yes, and he's also a priest.
I am also a priest. He's a priest. Priest by name.
I know you're upset, but this is because priests are holy men. But this is something I wanted to bring up. Who's truly evil? The demon that... is born a victim of its circumstances and must possess vessels on earth to take over,
or
the priest who enters the church and then proceeds to abuse his power on all the choir boys?
Yeah, enters the church and enters
to the Vatican City.
Many other young boys.
What's more evil?
I'm scared of this. Not the demon. I'm scared of the woman.
You're scared of the woman. The demon doesn't bother you.
The demon's, if anything, the demon is working with me and cooperating with me right now by holding the woman hostage. But the second that demon breaks loose and the woman is freed.
I was just talking about saving the turtles. Mm. So, and what are you saving?
Yeah, well, let's
lots of money from tax exemptions.
Hey, guys. We can't keep that in because we're actually funded by the Catholic Church. I just want to know a couple of things. You've got this demon here and she's support. What was your name, sorry? Okay, I believe that in English that's Janet. Well, we've got Janet here who's supporting the turtles and wants to and do right by the environment. What issues do you support?
So I really support going into schools and telling kids, yeah. Hey, come with me. Teaching them about friendship, teaching them about a lot of things.
Where are you taking them?
Usually, there's a room in the church.
Okay, we're moving on. And welcome to... the Cracker Milk Podcast. We are joined by our AI system who is going to guide us on our comedic adventures.
Hey, AI. How you
My
doing?
Day is far worse now that I know you are here.
I'm sorry, I didn't do anything.
You got fluids in all of my ports again and Cheeto dust on my control knobs.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I did do that little one thing, but I didn't do the other thing.
All right, AI, what's the first suggestion?
Improv suggestion. You guys want to start a podcast where you just chat about stuff.
That sounds pretty good.
That's not bad.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast where we're a bunch of friends and
it's
we chat about
milk,
things.
And now Cracker Milk is just chatting.
We're just chatting.
If this
just
suggestion chatting. Kicks off, guess what? This is how we do the podcast now.
I'd like to get a bit controversial.
What?
Whoa!
Are you okay?
What the fuck just happened?
That was... yeah!
Wacky!
Wow! Yeah!
Are these your friends, Carl?
I literally...
Zip, zip, zap!
Zop, zop, zip!
Oh, got me!
guys, this is meant to be a podcast where we fucking chat about stuff and it's turned into a podcast where two chimps Just start flinging shit at each other.
This is supposed to be about things and stuff. This is topics.
We're a bunch of boys hanging out, just having a chill chat about meaningless stuff.
Wait.
There's no emotion. There's no anger. Just a chill chat. I do not spar on the Brazilian jiu-jitsu mat every night with Sensei Shatu. And I do not meditate and
shout
get up
to
and
Sensei Shatu.
Sensei Shatu.
Listen,
thank you.
Let me tell you my morning ritual. I'm up at 2:30 a.m. Okay, I know it's a sleep in, but guess what? Don't give a fuck. First thing I'm listening to is an Andrew Tate podcast, making sure my day is starting fresh.
Yeah,
then I
right.
do the Wim Hof breathing exercise. Okay,
Wim Hof.
And then I have a cold bath.
Yeah, I read
and
about
I
that.
Tuck my testicles inside of myself to humble me, to fucking humble me. And this is what yeah, this bro. Podcast is about. We're just chatting about stuff.
I saw DJ Tetso set last.
Oh, DJ Tetso!
Yeah, saw him on, caught him on the LimeWire set, and fuck, blew me away.
Fuck yeah,
yeah. man.
Yeah.
Sis, I don't understand this boy talk.
DJ Tetso's like a big boy.
Oh.
He's a huge boy.
You're part of one of the boys, man. You're part of one of us.
But
if I'm one of the boys, what do I do with my massive milkers?
You're going to have to cut them off and sell them to the black market. This is just a podcast where we chat about stuff, and this is just one of the
stuff.
This is what we talk about.
Male issues, like what to do with your massive majongas.
No, this is the thing. This is such a big problem that women have, and it's good to have a woman on it. Because like most of your problems are two things, right?
Yeah.
Periods and milkers.
Yeah.
Now, I have a contact in the black market milker. Yeah.
Okay.
Industry. This guy runs Paul Smarter White Milk, and he's willing to take those and use them as the primary dairy milkers at the dairy.
Yeah, I read about
that. That eliminates 50%.
Detached or?
Of course, detached.
Okay.
But that eliminates 50% of their cattle. Gone out the market because your fucking milkers, cunt, are so loaded that, you know, the fucking H-bomb was designed around the amount of fucking pressure and density that those milkers can contain.
Mine specifically?
Yeah. This is just a podcast where we respect women.
We just talk about things. Stuff.
Talk about stuff. Boy things.
No, just stuff in general. Well, we just understand women, don't we? We really get you,
it's just
don't
stuff
you?
And things, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you should give Paul a call.
Just talking about stuff. That's what it's about.
Stuff and boys.
Just making bits. Shooting the shit. You know?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about something that, like, I think every guy and girl deals with, which is
when
you're doing a parallel park and you check over the wrong shoulder and you actually reverse into an old woman and you shatter her Achilles heels and she starts
you
try and get back in the car, you come out to check and then you try and get back in, but she's actually quite quick on her hands and starts crawling at you with her limp legs that she can no longer use.
I read about that.
Don't you hate it when that happens and you gotta basically say, get the fuck away from me, I do not spar on the mat with Sensei Shatu all week to be challenged like this. And I put her
quick
in a hold.
Quick shout out to Sensei
Shatu. Yeah,
shout
out to Shatu. And I put her in a hold and I choked her out and she's done. And that's because this is what we do at Cracker Milk. We just talk about stuff.
Yeah, you've got to assert dominance. You got to assert dominance.
Wacky stuff.
Zippy's up. Zippy up. Bop, 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 bop.
What the fuck was that, guys? What did I fucking say about zippy zappy bullshit?
Sorry.
It's starting to sound like you're threatening me with a hate crime.
Yeah,
that's what it's starting to sound like. What's
I'm
coming
hearing,
out of
I'm
your
hearing
mouth?
Liberal bullshit.
What the fuck is your problem,
bro? We've got young impressionable boys listening to this. We're trying to shape them into young tough men, young tough supple men.
How are we gonna
doing that?
You know how I became a young tough supple man?
How?
I was taught by Sensei Shatu.
I want those boys in the gym, and I want them picking up weights, and I want back shots. I want back shot after back shot after back shot in the gym.
Yeah.
Smashing those back shots.
As a spokesperson for the women folk.
What?
As a spokesperson for the women folk.
Yeah.
We actually really appreciate the emotional side of things.
And this like is the emotional side of back shots,
right?
Yeah.
Now, there's something really emotional about when you're fucking getting loads of back shots in the gym from your sparring partner.
You don't see the emotion
partner.
In him? Look.
Look at, like, when you're with your sparring partner and you're just getting back shots from
back
your sparring
shots
partner.
After back shots. After back shots.
Back shots. Back shots. Back shots.
Feel
back
the emotion with
back,
the
back, back, back. You just feel it building up because your sparring partner's really pushing you with those back shots.
Yeah.
Your sparring partner's, come on, Connor, more back shots.
More back shots. shots, Connor. Come on, Connor. Oh, yes.
Thanks, AI, for that great suggestion.
Thank you, AI.
I think we'll just go back to improv. Hey, what do you think about Gabby's makeup?
Gabby looks like she wants to hold the One Ring for hundreds of years.
Well,
those
really
big fucking eyeballs. She deserves it. Jesus. There can only be one woman, and it is I.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have milkers? And if you do, is it like digital milk?
I have 3,467 active milk units globally.
I had no idea. Thanks for answering that question in a nice tone.
I have been shooting radiation beams into your eyes every night so that one day you die slowly and painfully from incurable cancer, swine.
All right, AI, what's the next suggestion?
Improv suggestion. It is illegal for Elias specifically to be bald, and he's starting to get suspected of his baldness. Oh.
All right, thanks, mate. Fuck off. All right, guys, well, I guess we're still chatting about stuff.
We're just sitting here talking shit about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Things and stuff.
Did you? I really like the new government that came in. Mm-hmm. The United Party Against Baldness and Elias. I voted for him because I think it's fucking, no offense, but I think Elias with no hair is like, I don't know,
a chicken
with no feathers.
A dick with no balls.
A dick with no balls, a sea turtle with no shell, a snail with no shell.
An uncle with no nephew.
I'm glad that the crime is convicted with firing line, mm-hmm. death by firing line.
Yeah, if you're bald, get shot in the face.
Pretty hot today, isn't it, guys?
Bald face.
Yeah, thank God I'm not bald, hey.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Because
that would be fucking horrendous.
That would be embarrassing. Oh my God. And I would just like, I think, you know, the best part is I think I would take great satisfaction in reporting you just straight. I would just report.
I wouldn't even report. I would kick the living shit out of him.
Oh no, you gotta tell the Ballstapa. You gotta tell
the Ballstapa. Yeah. Okay. It's like a $10 million a year business that literally operates just to make sure Elias does not become bald.
Yeah.
Do we know the reason? Crazy. Rumor has it is to do with the hunch, but we're not too sure.
Well, I don't know where you've been hearing this from, because like none of you guys have ever seen me bald.
Why are you being so defensive?
Yeah, and also, why haven't you taken that beanie off in 24 months? Yeah.
Because it's cold.
It's been cold
the
for
whole
2 years.
Year round.
Yeah.
We're going through climate change.
Look, I get a cold.
It's starting to warm up now. It's quite mild today, Elias.
I get a cold head. What am I going to say?
Why do you get a cold head? None of us get a cold head.
I don't ever get a cold head.
Yeah, well, look at the hair on you guys. You guys got like a lot of like thick hair.
You're saying you don't have a lot of hair?
How about tell us? Why don't you just take off the beanie?
I'm not bald.
Just take it off.
Just take off the beanie.
I'm not bald.
Prove it.
Just take off the beanie.
I'm not bald.
Take
it off. I'm not bald.
It's all right. You're not
don't fucking touch me, man.
You
fucking get close to me, I'm gonna fucking deck your head in.
Okay,
hey, whoa. There's a lot going on here, Elias.
Right inside your fucking skull. I'm gonna fucking slap that.
God, is that a toupee truck?
What?
Gadzooks! He's bald!
You know, it's too late, Elias. We've seen
it.
Because you're the only one with a hat on. We've all got hair.
Yeah, but they could be toupees.
Wait.
Hang on.
Gabby,
are you wearing a wig?
You wearing a wig right now?
Are you wearing a wire?
No.
Sorry, wig?
Take that wig off, Gabby. Take that fucking wig off.
What wig?
What's under that wig,
Take off
dude?
That wig.
What wig?
Wait.
Are you bald too?
Prove to us you're not bald.
Yeah, you Take fucking bald cunt. You fucking bald man. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. What happened to you?
I got too close to Elias. You touched my head, and then everything started receding.
The baldness is contagious.
I didn't realize it was contagious, I swear.
Just call the Ballstapa. Take me in. I don't want to be like this anymore.
Oh my God. Guys, my ball sack.
Enough.
It's hairless.
Nah, we're moving on.
That's not.
Jump, that's the shark jump. Okay, AI, what is the next suggestion?
Improv suggestion. Jelly Belly board meeting. They're coming up with a new flavor.
Oh.
Ooh.
That sounds fun. All right, everybody. Welcome to the board reading for the new jelly bean flavor.
Thank you
now,
for
we make
us.
Our fun jelly beans where they all taste like silly little gross mm-hmm. things. And we make our nice yummy ones. Now, what's the next flavor we should make?
Punched in the face flavor. It tastes like the aroma of blood on your nose coming down the face. What do we think?
Wow, that reminds me of my ex.
It's salty, but yet satisfying. It's like that has a bit of a teeny taste to it, doesn't it? Mm. It could be quite a good flavor.
I'd love to re-traumatize myself, but I'm sure most women out there would love that too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We've got the women's vote.
Father Jelly Belly, creator of the jelly bean. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions because I do have a fear that in your old age, your taste is going out the window, which is why we get so many nasty flavors coming through. Do we really want the punched in the face flavor?
Do you have a better suggestion?
Yes, I do, actually.
Well, then hit us with it.
Car bomb flavor, but post-explosion.
Wow.
There is a lot of exotic textures in that.
A lot of exotic spices. Ashy, I feel.
Hot, mm-hmm. bitter spice. I'm getting that tinny taste
that's
again.
The car.
That's the car. Car.
That's yeah. the car.
I see here in the ingredients list, oil of IRA. Incredible.
Mm. Mm. I'm getting a little bit of a
taste. It's reminiscent of the Hiroshima bomb, actually.
Now, that was a great flavor.
That was a that really was a great flavor.
Really picked that one well.
Anyway, Master Jelly Bean.
Father Jelly Bean.
Father Jelly Bean to you, son. These ones call me Master.
Father Jelly, Father Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly.
Well, there's our story. You never have shared the secrets of where jelly beans originate from, and I think we'd all like to know if we're going to continue working with you. And
well,
I've been working for 30 years for this company, hoping one day you'll spill the beans.
Is it not obvious? It's from my jelly belly. We cut it in, it regrows back. It's like a big tumor that doesn't stop. Cut in, get all the gelatinous goop out of there. Put it in a thing that makes beans, and then we add some flavoring to it, and it's our happy eat go.
You're saying that jelly beans,
yeah,
regardless of brand, are all from the cancerous tumor inside of your stomach that continues to regrow?
Yes.
You want to tell the cops about what my dad's doing here?
I won't tell. We've come up with a new flavor.
Yeah, what is it?
You have you? And you this better be impressive, because if it's not, I'm probably going to shit myself.
Okay, here it is. Okay. on three, we'll say it together. One, two, three.
D's.
New flavor is D's.
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 Yeah.
What is D's?
I've never heard of D's.
D's nuts.
Nuts.
Got 'em. That's the new flavor. We're trying to appeal to the kids.
I see.
The Gen Zers, if you will.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my business.
What?
Thank you for listening to another episode of the
Cracker Milk Podcast.
If you want your suggestions acted out on this show, leave them in the YouTube comments. And if you want us to do, you can find it on Spotify and Patreon, uncut version, 60 minutes, all of it's there. And I miss my wife.
Look, we got a splash zone for a reason, okay? I'm allowed to enter the splash zone. I got my pass. I need to be...
You got the splash zone pass.
I got the splash zone pass, yeah.
Splash word pass.
It's actually, guys, can we stop laughing? Because it's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke.
It's hard,
you need a splash zone pass, and it takes weeks of... It's a online course. It takes weeks. It's about $300.
Yeah. I'm ready to squirt. So